Hi, I'm Dave Scott. Welcome to Living by the Words of God. James 3:1. My brethren, let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we shall receive a stricter judgment. Sometimes we hear a message preached that sounds very biblical, not because it is actually true or biblical, but because of the way it has been presented, the way it has been wrapped with emotion and religious expression. This biblically wrapped message is usually constructed to appeal to what we already believe and to what we want to believe. We take our religious thought, our moral cause, wrap it in Bible verses, and proclaim, "Thus says the Lord." I'll give an example of a familiar message wrapped in emotion, a moral cause, and Psalm 11:3. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Usually this is a call to stand up and fight for our country, fight the gays, fight for prayer in our schools, fight to have the Ten Commandments publicly displayed, and, generally speaking, fight to save America from crumbling into a moral abyss. The message has a fearful, angry tone, impelling us to run off and do something for our country against this grave threat. The very formidable problem we face is that Psalm 11 teaches nothing of the sort. I heard this type message so many times that I finally went to the text and studied the entire psalm. In this psalm, David ignored the message of fear. His response was to trust God and to rest in His holiness. The tone and tenor is so different than the rapt message of fear and rush to judgment. Listen to David's response. Psalm 11:4-7. The Lord is in His holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, His eyelids test the sons of men. The Lord tests the righteous, but the wicked and the one who loves violence His soul hates. Upon the wicked He will rain coals. Fire and brimstone and a burning wind shall be the portion of their cup. For the Lord is righteous. He loves righteousness. His countenance beholds the upright. Thanks for listening. Dave Scott, livingbythewordsofgod.com.